After days of building offshore and lashing far-flung islands in the East China Sea, the typhoon finally made landfall on South Korea's coast. The biggest storm so far this year, it comes barely a month after record-breaking rains lashed the capital Seoul, and it coincides with preparations for a national holiday.
As president, my heart is heavy as this typhoon comes ahead of the Chuseok holiday. Natural disasters like this generally hit the weakest, the hardest.
Thousands of people in vulnerable areas had to be moved to safety.
When it made landfall to the west of Busan, the circling winds around the typhoon center meant that the whole of this stretch of coastline bore the full brunt of winds whipping in from the open ocean as Hinnunmore thundered inland.
The excessive rain, combined with high tides and a storm surge, have caused widespread flooding. Soldiers have been helping in affected areas. In this one video clip, they use an armored vehicle to rescue a stranded woman. And after the deluge, the cleanup, and the chance to assess the damage. Living near the ocean, these communities are used to storms. But shop owner Lee Min-chik says all he could do during this typhoon was take shelter.
I didn't sleep a wink all night, and it wasn't like I could go outside and check the situation. It was a nightmare.
Further along the coast, these businesses thought that extra concrete blocks, in addition to sea defenses, would be enough. They weren't. Every household in this community has volunteered to help with the cleanup.
Whenever there's a typhoon, we always worry how big it is going to be. But we can't blame the ocean. We can't abandon the sea.
Still a powerful storm, Hinnunmore has continued to track north, bringing heavy rains to Japan, North Korea, and finally Russia. While back in South Korea, people wonder when the next typhoon will come and how powerful it will be. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Busan.